Surely this is going to be a busiest year than 2016 for a number of reasons. One reason is that in some of the parties is a conference year. In some of the parties is a conference year. I know for a fact the ANC has a national conference this year. Two is that we have a new administration in one of the superpowers of the world, United States of America. New administration. Let's take our heads off for ECOWAS after heavy negotiations to ensure that there is new administration in that part of the world. And we are told that the former president is now out of the country and the new one is in. Unfortunately, he was sworn in another country. Definitely we'll have to tighten and deepen our democracy so that we don't get into that extent of a president refusing to relinquish power. So that's international politics, and I think let us commend those who negotiated that settlement. We cannot say the same to what is happening in Syria, because there are so many things happening there. And one of our journalists disappeared in that country the last time I checked. It's always the problem, because journalists go where things are hot, and then in the process they get the unexpected. So that was by way of welcoming you members. I know we're very few. But we'll have to start the meeting. I must be told if you do, correct? We're not correcting. First of all, members, after the short opening remarks, now we correct. After the short opening remarks, Honorable Shibambo, the Deputy President of EFF, is in the house. We'll have to look at the agenda, members. There are requests that there were requests that we start with the process of outlining the process of appointing the interim board. That one is very clear in the Act as to what happens. Remember that if the board is dissolved, the appointing body must appoint the interim board through first to the resolution of the House for dissolution, and then recommendation from this committee to the House, and then the President appoints the five members of the interim board who will not be in office more than 6 months. And those interim board members will be five. But their lifespan is not more than 6 months. It can be less, but not more than 6 months. So we're going to start with that process as to how we deal with it in line with the Act. And in my view, it's a very simple process that members must engage in. We are not discussing names. We don't have names. I was watching television painfully saying that today we are going to discuss the names of the interim board. We are not. Very wrong information. Maybe it will be necessary for us to say in whatever board that we appoint members, we have a subcommittee that is processing the names, the not necessarily the interim, but the board. Parties are involved and they look at the applications when it's members of the board. But for this one, we'll have to discuss as to how do we bring the names to the table. And obviously, names are based on some level of criteria of people that we need to serve in the board, and that's what we're going to, some of the things that we're going to discuss. I think the process of ad hoc committee exposed a lot of things, and therefore we really need to be very clear as to what kind of people we need. So we'll have to discuss that criteria. And just a few things that, among other things, members will have to consider when they make a contribution. Very clear that you do need people with qualifications that are relevant. People who at least have an understanding of the broadcasting space. So that we don't have people who are all of them not knowing the sector. Two, surely you will have to need people with legal expertise, so that when it comes to all the matters that are related to legal, those people are up to speed. Thirdly, we will have to have people in the interim board who have knowledge or understanding of human resources, because that's a space where you have employees and everybody else. So you do need such people there. I may not exhaust everything, but issues of governance are very critical. Because those were the things that messed up SABC. That's just a few. So that in discussing the type of people as members, we must also look at those things, among other things that we are going to raise. And then we can come back to say, then members must go back and look at that. This is a process where we don't need to advertise, as I understand. But members will throw their views. So I was just outlining what I know, and I think that it's one of the criteria. Members, can I start with Honorable Kalako and then I'll go that way? Honorable Kalako?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Chair, as you have, I would propose that if, of course, we must decide in that we won't follow the process as we follow when you put into place a permanent board.
Yeah.
so that legally we are on the correct side. So I will propose, Chair, that we be given, we as parties, we bring names which we think are suitable and we discuss them and come up out of those names with the names which we think are suitable to actually be in the interim, be guiding the board. And Chair, I think this is urgent because if you look into what now is the process, the board is not there, and it means whatever is happening now in at the SABC is only the executive which takes decisions to avoid a situation where we actually, when we establish a permanent board, finds itself in a situation where there are things and steps and actions which have been taken that is difficult to reverse. So I think to me this is very much urgent. So I would plead that if it's possible, as parties, we quickly do that and come back into this committee and propose those names and get into a discussion and a selection. And on top of what you have outlined as a criteria, I think it's not only we will have people, we need people who have an experience in broadcasting, but at the same time we must have people who understand the act and who understand the relation of the act to the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, so that we avoid problems which have happened in the previous ports. So to me, Chair, I think that process will have to make sure that we view it as very much urgent. Thank you.
Honorable Trachan, thank you very much, Honorable Kalako. Honorable Self.
Thank you, Chairperson. I, broadly speaking, agree with you about the criteria. And I also think that the process that has been suggested is a good one, that I think we must think about fit and proper people to serve on the board, and that we should lay those before the committee and then have a discussion about, within the broad criteria that have been outlined, who would be suitable stewards to take the SABC through the next 6 months or so. I also agree that the matter is very urgent. I'm very worried that some of the decisions that might be taken by the executive may actually be illegal even. And for that reason, I would urge this committee to proceed with the appointment of the interim board as rapidly as possible, and even in the course of the next week or so, 10 days. So if I could just suggest that if each of the parties were to propose the names that they think of suitable people, say by Thursday or so, that we could start this discussion even next Tuesday. That's the sort of timeline I think that we should be working on.
Honourable Shiva.
No, thanks, Chair. I wanted to, well, I agree that we must appoint the interim board as soon as possible. But I wanted to suggest that we perhaps subject the process of consultation on the names to the chief whips, because that is one process where we try to establish consensus on issues that are of common interest. Instead of us coming with so many names here and discussing them and possibly making prejudgments, because we are not even interviewing those people. So we can at least utilize the platform of chief whips. We can then say to the chief whips that let them consult amongst themselves and at least find common ground. I don't think that there will be difficulty in terms of establishing common ground on five names. And then would then come at least with something concrete. If we don't find each other there, it will be very sad, but I don't think that we will not find each other. So I think that that is a concrete process that we can engage in so that we do not subject the names, so many names here, to a process that might be tearing people's integrity and all sorts of things. Because they are not yet to defend themselves in any way. So let's subject it to a few groups forum process, and then we then come with the name such that when they are tabled here in the committee for adoption, there's unanimity that all the political parties have agreed on the interim board, and then we table it in the House for adoption, and then we'll move forward. I think that can be a better process.
Sure. Welcome, Honorable Machaba. Their views thrown to the table. The responsibility of the committee is to finalize the process, because we are supposed to propose the names to the Speaker for the House. I think we'll have to engage with those suggestions, but I think in terms of criteria, there is general agreement that we proceed and then we go get those names. And then the process of sifting and coming up with five names can be bounced to the Chief Whip's offices. I think that's what the Honorable Shivambo is saying, but having processed here first, not necessarily to say this one is okay or this one. We must take for discussions, that's what I think he's saying. We must take whatever you come up with as a party. If you come with five names or whatever names, then the Chief Swifts must deal with it. The committee is supposed to finalize the names, Honorable Kalako. It's supposed to finalize the names. You wanted to say something?
No,
Chair. Because I wanted to understand what Floyd, I think my understanding differs slightly with what you are
saying.
Yeah, I think what he's saying is, instead of us having names, yeah, the Chief Whips, it means as parties, we can sit down with the Chief Whips and suggest whatever names. The Chief Whips meet. What comes here is a consensus name from the Chief Whips, and then we adopt them and take them to. It means each discussion of names of each party will have been done
by the party itself.
By the party itself through the Chief Whip.
Agreed?
I think we're done with the criteria, we're done with how we'll process it before it goes to the National Assembly. That's the matter dealt with.
Sorry, Chair, just the urgency of the matter. Could we put a timetable to that?
Yes, you said if you can utilize this week, Honorable Self, for parties to come up with, organize their names. And then next week, on Tuesday, the matter it's discussed. Bring the names, take them to the whips. I don't know when whips sit. Maybe Whips can advise, yeah. Chief Whip.
My understanding was that there's going to be a meeting next week, Wednesday, but we've been in communication, with Chief Whip of the ruling party that perhaps on some of the urgent issues that have to be tabled, there could be an exploration of calling an earlier meeting to talk on things that we can reach consensus on and then give guidance so that there's no need to delay any process on areas where we can agree upon. But next week we'll be having a meeting.
Well, the Chief Whips by next Wednesday must go through those names. And then we'll organize a meeting of the committee to look at those names and say yes. Good. So this is a decision we correct. We are no longer five. We are okay. We are okay now. We can take decisions. Deliberately, I didn't go to other things like your apologies. They are here. I think the apologies are adopted. The program is designed such that we dispose of the first item. Will then members look at the bullet point 2? I don't like the items being bullet points. Items must be item 1, 2, 3. Remember, we have a problem with MDDA appointment or vacancy, the issue of Mr. Ndendini. Those who were here before us, I'm sure they are very much aware of that problem. My proposal would be that there is no proper decision on this matter from our legal services. And the suggestion will be that legal services must finalize the matter and bring it for a briefing to us when they are ready. They are not ready. If that is agreed. We thought that by now they are ready, but they are not. Do I hear agreed?
Chair, I support in the absence of any explanation, because we have been waiting for the legal division to advise us. So in absence of that, I think we should be deferring this matter until we get that.
I think it's agreed, members. There will be... I know that some members requested to leave, but we must adopt minutes with quorum. Because if we're not, then it will not be adopted. Can members stay a while? Because at the end, there must be a statement issued so that there is no confusion. I know there have been a confusion that we are going to discuss the actual names today, which was wrong. So our communication must issue a statement, and in line with what we have decided upon, one, that the criteria is as outlined by the chair of the committee, how names will be dealt with. Parties will go back and discuss their names, and then those names will go to the Chief Whips Forum, where all Chief Whips are taking part, and they will look at the names and bring those names, when they agree, back to the committee. I think there must be no confusion about that. And then the committee will then look at the names and then recommend when the time comes to Parliament. Agreed? Now, can we go to the item number 3, consideration and adoption of the program? Very critical. Program was circulated. Where is the program? Oh, yeah. Members, this is today. Next week's Tuesday will be those items. February 14 are the items. February 21, Tuesday 28. March. If one to, there may be other issues that members think we must put in the agenda or in our program. Welcome, Honorable Matisha. You're welcome, sir. Members, if there are issues that you think are not reflected in our program and are outstanding, and maybe next week, when we meet, we must get information on the process of the amendment bill that was brought to the committee sometime before I came to the committee, and then it was rejected by the committee for further work, and I think the committee at some stage must take a decision on that matter. So next week we'll have to put it so that the committee takes a decision. It disappeared at that time as a decision of the committee. It must again come back so that if we say that bill must contact the speaker about it and all of that, so that we don't have this amendment bill hanging, not having a decision on it. Okay. Then we'll put it in the agenda as a briefing from consultation. Oh, he's reminding us that it's a broadcasting amendment bill, so members may be lost. There was this broadcasting amendment bill that was presented to the last committee. So the committee said it must be taken back. We want to finalize that thing so that we know where we are in terms of that bill. So we'll then put it in our agenda for next week, not necessarily in the program, so that we know what's going on about it. Anything else, members? It's going to be a very short meeting, this one. Honorable Kalako?
I move, Chair, for the adoption of the program.
Having gone through the program, do we have a problem with the adoption proposed by Honorable Kalako? Unless the members were still going through. Agreed? Honorable Matisha?
I agree.
Okay. I think we have a second there. Can you go to minutes? Uh, minutes of the 1st of November last year. I'll run with page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. That option conversation there. Page 4. Page 5. Any because I didn't hear any corrections and I didn't hear any problem with the minutes. Adoption? Move of the adoption, Honorable Drachen. Seconded. Seconded by Honorable Kalako. Where are the minutes of the 15th of the year? Minutes of the 15th of November 2016, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. And page 6. Adoption. It can only be Kalako, only who can propose adoption. Is Honorable Self there? Oh, yes, yes. Seconded. All of you, we were not there except the two of us. I think we're doing fine with time. Just to go back to the apologies, just for information. Honorable Van Dijk is on sick leave. Honorable Kungubele is attending a funeral in Ekuruleni. Honorable Ndabeni Abrams, other commitments. There are no other apologies.
I'd just like to say that the Honorable Van Dam is in the ad hoc committee.
Yes. Yeah, no. Because ad hoc committee started at 10. So those are the apologies, and I think we are fine with them. Thank you very much, members. Thank you very much. You'll hear from us. Honorable Shibambo, thanks for the good proposal you made.
Okay. 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 Okay.